We are here at the 2018 NACUSO Network Conference with Mr. Doug Leighton from Visa. How are you, sir?
Good. How are you doing, Mike?
I'm doing all right. We are here in the basically
place on Earth.
Disneyland. Right over our shoulders, practically.
And yet, so we're in a conference room talking.
What is wrong with us?
Exactly. We need to get outside.
Exactly. That's afterwards. We'll head on over there. Hey, we're talking about, before we talk about the war for talent, I just want to ask you, hey, how's the conference going? What are you getting out of it? What do you want to take back, or what do you want to provide?
This is our first visit to.
Oh, is it? Yeah. Oh, wow! Congrats.
So we're really here, sort of checking out the conference, looking at the types of opportunities to partner with this organization, and so far, really good content.
Oh, yeah.
And look forward to having more discussions with them.
I love this. I keep saying it. There's a kind of an entrepreneurial spirit here.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of startups. There's people doing new things, and so it's really neat.
Right. This is less about the credit unions themselves and more about the providers to credit unions, the CUSOs.
Indeed. Hey, let's talk about another very important topic: war for talent, which is we've heard a lot from Filene, and you guys are obviously in the trenches with that as well, kind of supporting that movement. So what do we want to talk about here with the war for talent? Because I think we were talking before the recording, every industry is experiencing this kind of war for talent, and financial services, no different, credit unions especially. So what do you want to start off with here?
Well, as Jim Nessel said in his pretty inspiring commentary this morning, the number one thing impacting credit unions is the war for talent. It's showcasing this incredible movement that we're all part of to a younger generation to get them to start, build, and grow their careers within the credit union movement. Every industry is facing it, but credit unions are in a unique spot in that they truly have a mission-driven purpose. And that's something that's very attractive to younger people, but we need to do a better job getting the word out there, and we need to do more to cultivate that image so that we can attract and retain top talent.
Okay. And again, that's everybody's kind of experiences now, which is kind of good for, I guess, the employee.
Yes.
There's lots of jobs out there, and there's people bidding for you, basically. Mm-hmm. So especially if you're a super talented individual. So, I mean, credit unions can really take advantage of that right now, getting that top talent to keep our movement growing.
They can. And there's really two areas that are first round of research showcased for credit unions, and this was done in conjunction with Filene and a partnership with Dr. Sekou Bermis, academic at the University of Texas. Dr. Bermis's research showed that recruiting naturally is an important part of attracting top talent. That seems obvious. But some of the fine areas within the recruitment message were really important. For example, showcasing growth paths. How will a young person grow and develop? Mentorship opportunities. That should be talked about in the recruiting process. Talking about the pro-social initiatives that credit unions are responsible for in their communities is really important in the recruiting message. Another important area is overall messaging. So not just in the recruitment phase, right, but actually overall messaging to know that everything that a credit union does, when they're out in the community, whether they're running television advertisements, whether they're running advertisements in local publications or on websites, those are recruitment messages as well.
Yep.
So you have a dual message. You have a dual goal, right? You have a specific goal to promote either new membership or new products or services, but that is also a recruiting message, and that's something that we all have to recognize. Credit unions also need to be very upfront and on their front foot about their corporate social performance, what they're doing in the community that is pro-social, that is creating social good. Whether they're talking about that in the media, whether they're talking about that to their members, that's a recruiting message too.
It's everywhere. Everywhere.
It is. It really gets
social media as well.
It's social media. It gets that really fundamental point that we're all recruiters. So if we're working at a credit union, if you're like yourself and myself who support credit unions, we are all recruiters for credit unions. And the more that we talk about the mission-driven purpose, the more that we talk about the pro-social work that credit unions do, that helps to drive the message. That helps to create a overarching theme around credit unions as just a great place to not only do important work, but also a place in which you can create social good.
Yeah, because there's so many channels out there today. You know, back in the day, it was like a magazine, a radio, or a TV ad, or something in the newspaper. Does the newspaper still exist? I'm not sure. But anyway, but now there's social media, there's YouTube, there's, oh my gosh, there's a myriad of places where your credit union can be recognized and then create this image to, hey, you know what, this is a kind of a cool place to work as well.
Right. Yeah, you're trying to add new members. You're trying to better support the members that you have. But in doing so, your messaging should also be thinking about getting the right people to work for your credit union. And that's what this initial tranche of research has indicated. For those of you that are filing members, I encourage you to take a look at the research paper that Dr. Burmese wrote. And also, there's a checklist there. It ticks off the things that you should be doing within the recruiting process. You know, it's 8 or 10 activities with different focuses to say these are the things that you should be thinking about in your recruiting process to help guide and to help, you know, create a path for top talent to come into the credit union space to work for your credit union specifically and to grow their career at that credit union.
And that's all, and those boxes are all based on his research, his data that he's gathered, hey, these are the top things that you should be doing.
That's right. It's based on a comprehensive review of some existing research, and the next tranche of this will be primary research. We'll be working throughout the summer with a handful of selected credit unions to actually get in and understand their recruiting policies. You understand the things that they're doing in the community, how they're communicating that, and to create some best practices that all credit unions can utilize.
Kind of like what's working, what's not working type of stuff.
Right.
So important, because we need the practical information. We can talk theory all day long, but we need the practical
stuff.
That's
right. Yeah, this takes it from the theoretical and brings it into the practical. So that's that would be our second phase of the research on
that. And when's that? Is there a timeline? Do you know the timeline on that?
It'll be throughout the summer, and then at our colloquia in September, we'll highlight the findings of that research. Okay. So it's underway now. It'll really kind of kick in more around the summertime, and then we'll look to have a readout of it in September.
Okay. And a shout out to you guys for supporting the whole project. I guess as a research project, et cetera, study, all that type of stuff as well. You guys are heavily involved in this?
Visa is a funder of it and a supporter. And we work with Dr. Burmese to a certain extent, but really this is very specific to the credit union movement, and it's something that is something that's important to Visa, is to make sure that credit unions are healthy and they're vibrant, and that pipeline of talent, really comes in and makes the credit union movement that much stronger.
Indeed. Well, thank you. I mean, I wanted to bring that up because I wanted to thank you guys for your support. Because, I mean, if it wasn't, you might not be able to do this type of work that would further the movement of the credit union industry. So.
Right. Yeah, and we're very proud to be associated with Filene and this effort. And I think we're all going to get great things out of it.
Yeah, no doubt.
And I always call the Filene a bunch of these scientists with their lab coats in the back room cooking up all these crazy formulas, but they do some fantastic work there, so it's awesome.
Some really amazing stuff on behalf of the credit union movement, and whether it's operational efficiency or the war for talent or talking about board composition, they've got some really great stuff out there.
Indeed. Great message end on. Doug, always a pleasure, sir. Thank you for your work. Keep up the good work, and we'll catch you in the next one.
I'll see you on Space Mountain.
You got it. Oh, yeah.